Currently, if you're convicted of possessing or selling drugs within 1,500 feet of a school, you're subject to mandatory jail terms. But in urban areas especially, that 1,500-foot area encompasses a lot of residential space.
The drug zones are not actually zones. They're the entire cities.
Andrew Clark is with the Connecticut Sentencing Commission. He says the radius is bloated and that it undermines kids' safety.
You're essentially telling someone that it doesn't matter where you sell. Whereas our view of the intent of the law was to say, we definitely do not want you to sell here, therefore we're going to create enhanced penalties here.
Lawmakers are looking to change that enforcement zone to 200 feet from the perimeter of school property. Clark says the Sentencing Commission gathered feedback from public defenders, prosecutors, and drug policy experts.
If your intent with this legislation is to create a sanctuary around schools so that people know clearly that the state of Connecticut is saying that we do not want you to have drug sales or possession around schools, then the commission proposal would do that. The law that's currently on the books does not do that. Essentially, it has no deterrent effect.
Clark says the commission's proposal also provides one other point of clarity.
And that's in terms of the intent to violate. In essence, there is a state court decision that showed that essentially that you have to intend to violate the school's own law when you're driving through. It can't just be that you were driving through, someone stops you there, and you get charged with it.
The bill goes before the Judiciary Committee today. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.